In this video, we will talk about renewal without nostalgia, hype, or despair. Legacy and plateaued churches often face three temptations. The first temptation is nostalgia. Nostalgia says, if we could just get back to the way things were, everything would be fine. A church may remember full pews, children's programs, Christmas pageants, youth retreats, strong choirs, and well-known pastors. Those memories may be beautiful. They should be honored. But nostalgia can become dangerous when it tries to make the past the mission. The mission of the church is not to recreate a favorite decade. The mission is to follow Jesus, make disciples, worship God, love one another, and witness to the community now. The second temptation is hype. Hype says, if we just launch something exciting, everything will change. A church may think one event, one new pastor, one worship change, one marketing campaign, or one building update will solve everything. But hype cannot heal wounds. Hype cannot replace discipleship. Hype cannot create trustworthy leadership. Hype cannot cover financial confusion, unresolved conflict, or prayerlessness. Renewal needs hope, but not hype. The third temptation is despair. Despair says, it is too late. Nothing can change. We are finished. Some churches become so tired that they stop imagining a faithful future. They assume small means useless, aging means over, and pastorless means hopeless. But Scripture gives another way. A church can honor the past without being trapped by it. A church can plan for the future without pretending everything is easy. A church can face reality without surrendering to despair. Biblical renewal is truthful hope. Truthful hope says we will not pretend, we will not panic, we will not perform, we will seek God, tell the truth, rebuild trust, renew leadership, and take the next faithful step. That is the posture this course invites. Not nostalgia, not hype, not despair, but prayerful, biblical, accountable hope. A legacy church may still have a faithful future when it returns to Christ, listens to Scripture, repents where needed, loves people well, and joins God's mission again.